Hello and welcome to the Credible Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Wigfield. Today we are talking about overcoming objections with marketing content. This idea came to me because my husband and I are in the process of selling a house, and we disagreed on whether or not we should use a real estate agent and just go with a real estate lawyer. This disagreement made me think about how real estate agents tend to market themselves and all the reasons why it can be largely ineffective. While this isn't a podcast about real estate marketing, there is a lot we can learn from this incident. First and foremost, the purpose of marketing is to overcome objections before they become a concern. The fact that my husband and I were even having this discussion means that the real estate industry as a whole has not done a good job showing why they're valuable. And maybe that's because agents act independently and they tend to focus on building their network because that is the most obvious metric for success. How big is my network? How many people would trust me with their real estate needs? But this isn't the bigger picture. And I think a lot of businesses get caught up in measuring the number of leads that come in from marketing, and they devalue the importance of the efforts that help make a sale easier. You might call that lead nurturing, but even that phrase implies that you're already counting them as a prospect. I would consider lead nurturing more like if someone signs up for your email list and you want to have an email sequence in place that slowly starts to encourage them to make a purchase or book a call with you. The efforts that we're talking about, those ones that make a sale easier, have been referred to as vanity metrics, which is a shame because I do think they're important under the right circumstances. It's true that a local business that serves a specific area does not need 100,000 followers, but it's also true that the engagement rate, which is the number of interactions, that is likes, comments, shares, saves, on social media, divided by the number of followers you have, should be taken into consideration for how the marketing team is doing with educating and reaching their audience. You do want to see growth. You do want to see a good engagement rate. As a real estate agent, if you start posting content that makes people who aren't in the midst of buying or selling a home or aren't thinking about selling their house right now or purchasing a house right now genuinely curious to find the answer, you are planting the seed with why it's important to work with a real estate agent. You are overcoming those objections before they become objections because they're not even thinking about buying or selling their house, but they're seeing your content, they're understanding your value. And when you tell these stories about why a client is happy they have a real estate agent, then it's not the same thing as a testimonial. This is completely different. This is the actual story, the detailed story of, hey, I had a home inspection, I went through negotiations with the seller, but I knew that the seller had received 10 other offers, and I didn't have a whole lot of wiggle room, but I wanted stuff done, and here's how my agent helped me. Or you do it from a real estate agent's perspective and how they help their client. Now, I know there are all sorts of privacy concerns in the real estate industry, and obviously, I don't want you to do anything illegal. I'm trusting that you know your industry rules and regulations and that you're going to follow those. But let's not refuse to even try because you're intimidated by the regulations. There are regulations in every industry. So think about, what are the biggest objections in your industry? What prevents somebody from buying from you, from working with you, from buying your product or your service? How can you combat those objections with the content on your website, on your social media pages, on your email list? For example, let's say a big objection to using you is your price. You are a higher price than other companies. Okay, you're probably aware of that. Own it. Why do you have a higher price? Have you been around longer? Do you have a bigger team? Are you more reliable? Do you make sure your team has the latest and greatest training? Is your product better? Is your service better? Do you have a process that is generating results that your competitors can't give? Why do you have a higher price? Because there's got to be a reason behind it. It's important for the prospect to know that before it becomes a concern in their mind. Because if you get to the point where somebody who's looking for an HVAC system sends out 3 bids asking for a new HVAC system and they're only looking at the price difference, then that is a concern. If they're only looking at the price and you are the highest price, that is a concern because you have nothing to say at that point. But if in your content you explained the higher price, if you did a good job educating the prospect, they might not have even sent out for three offers, for three bids. They would have known ahead of time, I want to work with that company. I want to work with that company because I know I can trust their quality. I know they have a good process. I know I'm going to be happy with their results. I know they have all of these five-star reviews and people having great things to say about them. That's who I want to work with. And that's ultimately what we want to get to. We don't want them to even be looking at other places. We want them to go with us initially and have no competition. But how do we get there? It's through the content that we're producing on our website, on our social media pages, and through our email list. There are two things you can do with objections. You can ignore them, which does nothing. That means you're not getting your information out there. That means you're not even trying. Or you can take those objections and use them to your advantage. You can address the issue head on. You can be transparent, honest, educate your audience on why you're the better choice. And you're not doing this from a place of defensive mode. You are coming from an educating position. We are the experts in our industry, and we need to use our expertise to teach our audience about why we are the best choice, what we do differently. If you're looking for a marketing strategist to help you with this, book a call with me and let's see if we're a good fit. Click on the link in the show notes or email me at lindsey@wigfieldco.com. That's lindsey@wigfieldco.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us on the Credible Brand Podcast. Please visit wigfieldco.com. That's WIGFIELDCO.com. From there, get links and show notes pertaining to this episode. Send us an email at info@wigfieldco.com if you'd like to be a guest on a future show.